Jesus' name, God bless you.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
We'll change.
Good to be obedient. Amen. Good to be obedient. God will make things and make ways for us when we are obedient. Amen. In each instance that Jesus did for somebody, he told them to do something. Amen. And they did it. And whatever their desire was, it was done. But we have to be obedient to God. I think Pastor Elmo preached on that Tuesday night at St. John. At the revival about obedience to God. That seems to be a problem for a lot of us, to be obedient to God. Because God will do what he said, but we don't never really take it to the limit to see what he's going to do. Amen. Or to trust him in his doing. So we thank God this morning that he rose, he got up. You wouldn't be here, I wouldn't be here this morning if Christ had not risen from the dead. Amen. It would be useless to be here on this morning if Jesus wouldn't have got up. Jesus, keep me near the cross. The precious fountain, free to all I hear and stream, flow from care. Amen. Amen. We thank God this morning for all that you've done. Thank you, Master, for all your goodness and your kindness. Thank you for this Easter. Thank you for Reverend Jones and his family. Thank you for the church and their family. Thank you to bless us this morning and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. The 28th chapter of Matthew. That in, I like to maybe read it all because to give credit to everybody. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. He just didn't roll it back, but he sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. Now listen what the angel said, and he didn't tell the guards this, but he said, the angel said to the women, then tell the gods, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring the disciples the word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. Told the chief priests this. Now listen to what they did. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers. The church did that, saying, tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. Now, they know these people are not supposed to be sleeping, because in Philippians, if a guard would sleep, like in the jail, when the doors opened, they was going to cut their own throat. But he listened to what he said. And if this come to the governor's ears, if he hear about it, we know that y'all are worthy of death, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this is saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world or the age. Amen. Jesus' Easter speech after his resurrection. Amen. Don't you think that's nice this morning? You know what's even better this morning? Is that each one of us could just sit here and not believe anything in this book. Amen. It's very possible not to believe anything in this book except that I know different myself. Amen. If it wouldn't be for the Lord that's on my side and that's in me already, that have changed the things that used to be, then I might be one of the doubters too this morning. I saw this club I told you about this morning that was full of people. And these are some of those that have not yet met him. For when you meet Jesus, nothing remains the same. We thank God for Reverend Jones this morning, deacons and choir and musicians, and all of you that are here. We thank God for all of you. This thing that went on, that people have been talking about for years, is still just as fresh as it was when it happened. Jesus had come to a mean world, a sinful world, for our sins. He died for our sins. And I don't know, a lot of people have problems with that. I preached a funeral yesterday, and I could see the reactions of some people that had problems with crossing over to the right side. I don't know what it is that holds us and binds us to keep us in one steady corner of our lives and not give God a chance. Jesus can make the difference in our lives. He makes a great difference in our lives. And what is significant this morning is that after he endured the suffering that he died, then man should take a better look at it and see what the Lord has done. It only becomes personal to us when we have given him our lives. And then we can feel what he endured for us and what he went through for us. The word of the Lord said that he was fingered out in the Garden of Gethsemane by one of his own disciples, Judas. Judas had been paid 30 pieces of silver to identify Jesus. And you heard in the scriptures here where they gave a large sum of money again. Amen. For them to tell a lie. First sum of money that was given to Judah was to identify who Jesus really was.